A reading from Zephaniah, chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you in, at that time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was several years ago now, but I was waiting in line at the bank in Bremerton, Washington. You know, the thing about waiting in line is that you are never alone. Unfortunately, you don't often have the opportunity to choose who you're waiting in line with. As I stood there waiting that day in line, the woman ahead of me was beside herself. She had waited too long, at least according to her schedule. I mean, she was fidgeting, cranking her head from side to side, looking for more tellers so we could get this show on the road. She even demanded that one of the loan officers become a teller. I think any warm body loosely connected to the bank would have done. I shudder to think what would have happened if a janitor had walked by. And of course, she's all over the place. And I am given the task of holding her place in line. Now, I don't mind. It gets her away from me. Well, the time finally came. However, her turn to go forward, it was her chance, and so she grumbles and she moans and she complains all the way up to the counter. And lo and behold, she's not ready. Didn't fill out her deposit slip, failed to endorse her checks, wasn't exactly sure how she wanted her funds directed. The teller would have made St. Teresa proud. My thoughts would have made her blush. All of that waiting, all of that time, and she was not ready. Well, my friends, there's many things for which we must wait. Wait in line at the bank. Wait to be served in the restaurant. Wait for the mail, wait for your grades, wait for payday, wait for the rain and the snow to stop, wait for the preacher to get to the point. Waiting is not easy. But you would think, after waiting a long time for something, that at least we would be ready when the time comes. And so Zephaniah, the prophet in our text for today, after he has pronounced judgment and exile upon the people of Judah and the city of Jerusalem, after he has pronounced judgment on the enemies of Judah, after he has predicted the conversion of the Gentiles, Zephaniah makes this great proclamation of restoration and joy for the people of Judah. He says, on that day, at that time. On what day? At what time? And in true prophet fashion, Zephaniah fails to fill in the blanks. Even as the people will suffer in exile, even though Jerusalem and the temple will lie in ruins, the people will groan under the burden of the Babylonians, even then, Zephaniah says, On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord God is in your midst, the mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with great loud singing. On that day. And so they wait for that day. Well, friends, there's a lot of things for which we must wait. But this is not one of them. I mean, even though there are days when we feel like outcasts, even though there are days when we are ridiculed by our enemies, even though there are days when the waters are up to our neck, days when we fear the worst and expect the least, Zephaniah's proclamation of hope for the people of Jerusalem and Judah is a proclamation of our reality, our now. We do not wait for this fulfillment because Christ has come. The old has been made new in Christ Jesus. The Savior, the Messiah, Jesus has come, and he has rescued his people from the burden of sin and death. He has come and restored the relationship with our God. He has come and made things new, a new life, a new walk in the grace and truth of our God. This is our now. Now. Our new identity in Christ Jesus. This is our now. A new life, a new walk in our baptismal identity as the children of God. So why do we still struggle waiting? Well, St. Paul in 1 Corinthians says, now we see through in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully, even as we are fully known. The now and the not yet. Now. All things are new in Christ Jesus. But Christ shall return, and the new will become newer. You see, we still live in that not yet as we wait for the advent, the final coming of our Lord and Savior. Yes, we still see in a mirror dimly, and we only know in part. But the day is coming when we shall see face to face, and we will know fully even as we are fully known. And that is as it ever shall be. Wait for it, people. Wait for it. This is our eternal and our everlasting reality now. And as it shall be forever. Yes, and as it ever shall be. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.